Hallelujah. A miracle is anything beyond human ability and comprehension. Anything beyond human comprehension and ability. What you cannot do for yourself, God is going to do it today. Listen, let me pick a thought from Isaiah 59. Can we open it? Just very briefly, and then we can start the vigil. Hallelujah. Now, in Isaiah 59 and verses 1 and 2, Isaiah 59 and verses, listen very well, it's just a short exhortation. I'm not even teaching, I'm not teaching any mystery. And neither am I teaching any doctrine. I just want to tell somebody a fact. That it says, behold, the Lord's hand is not shutting that it cannot save, neither is he a heavy that it cannot hear. And now this is referring to somebody here who must know that God answers prayers. And that there are some of us here that the reason why our prayers are delayed. There are some people here that your prayer is actually delayed. And you are the reason why it is being delayed. And not God denying you your answer. God is not a man. God is God. And because he's not a man, you don't approach God the way you approach man. There are many factors to consider when you come to approach God. One of the factors, for instance, in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 14, he said, this is the confidence, boldness that we have in him when we come to pray, that if we ask anything according to his will, he said, he heareth us. Oh, praise the Lord. That is one of it. Now, he assured us, he that asks receives. There's somebody here, why have you been asking? And it's not receiving. You are not receiving. Now, let me tell you those who fall within this category. This is how you will know that something is wrong or nothing is wrong, because it may be God's hand waiting to answer you at the appropriate time. How will I know? Hallelujah. This is it. When you come before him with maybe two or three prayer points, and out of them one is very, very important to you, the other two are less important, and you come and then you pray, you present them at the same time, then the two less important ones are answered, the remaining one that is not answered. Now that one you can say confidently, because the other two were answered, it means he has heard your request. That means the other one, he has an appointed time to answer that one. But you come, this prayer request, you present. No answer. Nothing. These things are getting worse. And that's the reason why you jump from church to church, from mountain to mountain, from minister to minister, from prophet to prophet, from fasting to fasting. I want that person to listen to me today. You better stop it and retreat and take an inward look. And that is what Let's read that again, verse 1 again. Isaiah 59. This is the way the prophet put it. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shorten that it cannot save, because he's a God that delivers. Neither is ear heavy that it cannot hear, because he's a God that answers prayer. But this is the reason, verse 2. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. Sins. Your sin. Now I'm talking about the true children of God. Remember, two groups of people approach God. They are his children, born again Christian, living Christian life. They have reconciled, living a life of righteousness, they have reconciled with their Maker, and the relationship of Father Son exists. When they gather also, there are also sinners, prayer collectors. They have problems. And they heard that Jesus Christ can heal, can deliver. They follow you to the church. They are the ones that immediately they come, even if they are prostitutes, murderers, armed robbers, the worst of sinners that we know. Immediately they come, a prophet will pick them up. They will receive deliverance. They will receive their answer. And sometimes, those of us who are born again and we know how dirty those people look, live a life, how evil they are, we tend sometimes to be stumbled. This prostitute that I know is giving testimony. And me that I've been here since. Now the truth about it is, this Jesus is calling the attention of that person. He has already got your attention. So he wants that person to know and have a serious reason to also give her life to him. So don't be stumbled. Now I'm talking to genuine children of God here now. Listen to me. Once you are born again, God will walk with you by his principles. What is iniquity? Iniquity is also sin. But sin in another dimension. Because most of us only know sin as fornication, lying, and all the rest that are listed in the Bible. But there is also this another sin that falls under iniquity. William Branham defined it as knowing the right thing to do and refusing to do it. You know what you are supposed to do, but you refuse to do it. You create a problem between you and your God. Every Christian should pay tithe. You don't pay tithe, and yet you want God to prosper you. He who gives receives. You don't give. How can you receive? You don't pray. How do you expect God to step into your case when you don't pray? They are all principles. When you do that, you are falling under the sin of iniquity. Now, but see where I'm going this night. The just shall live by faith. Listen, once you are born again, miracles don't belong to us like that. God does not deal with his children by miracles. Because we ourselves, me and the children that he has given me, they are for what? The children of God are for what? We ourselves, we are for signs and wonders. Everything around us is for signs and wonders. That's why he gave us power to bind and to loose. That's why he gave us power to cast out devils. That's why he said we shall lay hand on the sick and the sick shall recover. Now listen. Hallelujah. Once you have given your life to Christ, I'm saying something that may help someone here. Once you have given your life to Christ, we are now to live by faith. No true child of God, no cry that you cry because of any situation you find yourself that will bring God to deliver you. He will tell you like he told Moses, why are you crying? Speak. For death and life is where? In your mouth. He has already given you power to bind and to loose, to cast out devils. And a demon is standing before you. Oh, a young sister was giving me her own testimony. How that she left her bedroom and wanted to go to the kitchen to take water. And as she opened the door, she saw a woman standing. But the door is closed. And he's asking, who are you? Now, they that know their God, what will happen? Oh, glory be to God. Listen, fear is not part of the virtues God has given us. The righteous shall be as bold as what? Lion. When it comes to the things of the spirit, Satan should not harass us. Do you understand? Light and darkness. See, Satan is a liar. Everybody say Satan is a liar. Say it very well. Say it again. When you say Satan is a liar, among the lies that Satan tells you is to tell you that he's stronger than you. That's why you run away. Why don't you? You say you are born again. Why are you not going to your village again? Is it because of your uncle? Amen. You are afraid of your uncle. You are afraid of the witch. Why is it that in your compound, since you pack into that compound, now you begin go down. You say you are light, and you came to a compound that is darkness, and darkness cover light. It's not possible. I have heard this several times. And when I speak like this, some of you think I'm speaking because I am pastor. It's not so. It's because of something I know. I know who I am. And who I am is not pastor. Satan is not afraid of any pastor. Satan is not. So all the big titles where with a beer is for your pocket. As far as Satan is concerned. Reverend doctor. Can't you see some of them go and join cults and they are reverend doctor for their salvation? For their protection. As far as spiritual, I had cause to speak with one or two ministers, and all these revelation agents coming to church, agent, small time, agent, pray very well, oh. Agent, be careful, oh. Some of them are agents, be careful, oh. I had to tell them, I said, shut up. The problem I have as a pastor, 90% of, out of the problem I have to face as a pastor, and I'm saying this because pastors may be hearing me also, and that is your problem too. Only 10% is created by agents, satanic agents. Mami Water, Papi Water, and all these occult people that come to attack church. It is only 10%. The 90% that I have, as far as this church is concerned, and since I started my pastoral ministry, the problem I've been confronting is having people working with me who are in the ministry for what they will eat. You may not understand what I'm saying. I fear them more than I fear Satan. People don't know where the problem is in ministries. It's not even household enemy. I'm talking of people who come work their way into position in the church. And the reason they do that is for food to eat. That group of person, if they see you coming up and threatening their position in that place, they can even assassinate you. If they see you threatening their position, they are the ones that will carry your name to occult places. They are the ones that can poison your food in your office, poison your food, pour something for you to match before you enter that office. They are the ones I'm watching out against. Not the Mami Wata get assignment come here. No Mami Wata can come near me. Do you know why? Because their own has been settled. It is settled, settled. Totally settled. If they enter this place, the atmosphere alone, they will be in church. The service is over. Why that one that is scheming? He's scheming here, scheming here, scheming here, scheming here. If you put them to be in charge of your generator, every day that generator go break down. So that all the offering when you collect that day, you go take and repair generator. If you send them to go and buy anything, then go buy fake one and hold the money. They are the problems of ministries. So why will I be afraid of Satan and satanic forces when I know they are just small, small, just in Jesus' name. Holy Ghost, fire. They already, they don't run, come out. But this one, Holy Ghost, fire. No, they change them because they follow you, they say Holy Ghost, fire. Praise the Lord. When they occupy position, nobody else must come near there. If you submit past them, they kill you. So that people will not know you. So that they can have, if they are gifted people and you come to one handling your case, you get money. The day they see you go to another gifted brother, they will fight you or they will fight that brother. Why you calling my customer? It used to happen, but small. You know, if I say I watch it, maybe yesterday I get to know this. Once I discover that person, you know the table here, I'll frustrate you till you go. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The church shall live by faith. Faith is revelation of how to walk with God. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. But watch what James spoke concerning faith. And that is where I'm emphasizing this night. The book of James. James chapter 1. I read it from verse 22 to maybe 25. James chapter 1 verse 22. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, And he added, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, which is the word of God, the Bible, and continueth therein, he, being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Therefore, he had faith without works is dead. You say you have faith. Hallelujah. He said, show me your faith. If you read it further. Without works. And I will show you my own faith by my works. The works there, they are actions that you take as a result of the revelation you have. Now I'm going somewhere for emphasis. Those of you who find time to come for our breakthrough program, I share the scripture that I feel led that other people too should hear it who could not come last Thursday. Proverbs chapter 27. Let's look at it again. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 17 and verse 18. I have very few minutes to just drop this and we're going to, and the vigil will start. Listen. Iron. Listen very well. The book of Proverbs is a book of wisdom. And you follow this wisdom, you will live peaceably, peacefully on earth here. Your way will prosper. Iron sharpened iron. So a man sharpened the countenance of his friend. So the emphasis there is iron, sharpened iron. So the meaning is the next statement. It says, so a man sharpened the countenance of his friend. Now listen, the reason I spoke about this in our breakthrough program is because when we talk about breakthrough, we're actually talking about being prosperous. We're talking about living a life of fulfillment. We're talking about a very important aspect of the cross. We are supposed to enjoy abundant life. But even though it is abundant life, we are not supposed, there is a principle that we must follow to live a life of abundance. Now, you may be right now in this position that we are in now. At this estate now, today now, your estate today may be an estate of abject poverty. Now, there are some that have a hope of being removed from this estate. But there are also some that don't have that hope. And because there is no such hope, they resign and believe that that is their destiny. But there is no destiny to be poor as a Christian. Because he who was rich in all this became poor, that through his poverty we might become rich. He came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. I am trying to emphasize something here. That many of us, the reason why we suffer and we look left, right, up, down, we stand like one in a desert. No help coming and no hope of help coming. I say, the reason we do that is because of our lack of understanding of principle for living. And this principle is not only for Christians, it's for human beings generally. That is why the wise man that wrote the book of Proverbs, King Solomon, full of wisdom, tells us, in relationship, we need one another. In living, we need relationship. I mean to say, you cannot live a life and think you will ever make it on your own. Even dictators use people to climb to position of power. There is no position you ever attain in life without you using people. He is now, my brother is the governor. Before you become governor, somebody nominated you. And you were voted for. Even if it was rigged, it was some people that rigged you there. Only you cannot rig it. Hallelujah. There are marriages. Oh, this sister, how did you get this man? Wonderful man like this. Somebody recommended him, recommended you, one way or the other. How did you get this job? Somebody told you there is interview going on. Somebody told you there is employment going on somewhere. Or somebody told you, I know somebody there that can help you. You say, I went there on my merit. You went there on your merit, but what gave you that merit? You went to school. You read. So somebody taught you in school before you have that merit. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now see the emphasis here. Let's read it again. Verse 17. See the emphasis again. See. He said, iron sharpeneth iron, so a man sharpening the countenance of his friend. The emphasis there now, relationship. There's somebody you call your friend. Hallelujah. So, now because he is your friend, if he is your friend, it means you are his friend. Correct? So, iron will sharpen iron. So, a man sharpened the countenance of his friend. Why? Iron sharpened iron. If I sharpen your countenance and it becomes better for you, the day I will need you too to help me to sharpen my countenance, because I sharpen your own, you will sharpen my own also. That's the meaning of verse 17. Am I saying something? First and foremost, some people here, you don't have friends. So you are iron that stand alone. Because anywhere you reach, opportunity to establish relationship, you create enmity. Anywhere you reach, fight. Brother or sister, why is everybody in that compound fighting only you? And you want to pride in the fact that you don't have friends, I just live my life just on my own. I don't know on my own. Anybody with that mindset, you are already in a pathway of living a miserable life. Because you have lived a life. Why you are afraid of mingling with people is because you don't know how to make friends. You don't know how to keep relationship. I said this to help somebody. You know what? I am not condemning anybody. I'm exposing you to yourself. And you know something about life? Hallelujah. About life is that you can always start again. That's one interest. As long as you are alive, it's opportunity to begin. Somebody says, some young girl that got admission, read and even got like a 2-1 result. After spending 4 years in the university. And before you know what, they were going for clearance. When they were going for clearance, they discovered that the admission she got was fake. That means the whole 4 years was wasted. You can imagine how dejected to see your mates going, and then you have to go and start 4 years. So your mates are going 4 years ahead of you. If you have to start afresh. And therefore, she's going to forget going to school. And I call her. And I say, you know what? You look at 4 years as 40 years. 4 years, if you start again, it will just be like sleep and wake up. Before you know what, 4 years is gone and you don't know. And I encourage her, and based on it, I even helped her to get the admission into the university, another university. And she started afresh, and she graduated, and she did her NYC, and she finished, and she married, and she's working today with that certificate that she had to start all over. The same thing. You can change your attitude from negativity to positivity. From fighting everybody to loving everybody. The pattern of life you lived before, where did it take me to? Let me start again. Samson said, give me one more chance. Just one small, just give me one more chance. Just one small, just one small. Give me one more opportunity. Let this hair grow back again. I've learned my lesson. And God is always happy with anybody who has realized that the way I am going is wrong. Let me make a retreat and take a positive lifestyle. Such a person, God comes personally and helps you. And helps you. I'm saying this because there are I've always said this, and I say this with us, you know, sense of responsibility and really wanting you to think about what I'm saying. For somebody who has gone to primary school, you have mates. Secondary school, university, NYC. Somebody who has lived in Apapa. From Apapa, you move to Igondu. From Igondu, you move to Ojodu. You moved to Enugu. From Enugu, you moved here. From one place to the other, you lived in compounds. You belong to town meeting. You belong to one association. You attended. You moved from this church to another church. From choosing to bride. Now you are a redeemer. And maybe after all this, you may be above 50 years old. And here you are. You are stressed. And you need just house rent of maybe 300,000 naira. And you because you have problem around you. All your finances down. You are even owing here, owing there. And now they are threatening, ejecting you. And there is nobody you can go and meet that your relationship with him in the past is enough to give you 300,000 naira dash. Something is wrong with the way you live your life. Something is wrong with the way you live your life. That's what I'm saying. Listen. I left the Air Force so many years ago. I left the Air Force 1989 up to 1990. Now, but you know, only my colleagues, former colleagues, who have even retired now. If I have a problem that I need 2 million naira now, 2 million naira, if I have the problem for 2 million naira, I will, if by the time I call four people, they will put the money together for me. That is the worst. It is because you have not sharpened the countenance of anybody. So what you need now for your own countenance to be sharpened, there is no friend to do it for you. And no matter how you fast, no matter how you do dry fasting, your need that you need will not fall like manna from heaven. God will use a human being to answer your prayer. And sometimes the person God, because the God that we serve, listen very well, the God that we serve, he knows your 1,000 years ahead, he knows it from today. Therefore, any problem that will come your way, he's aware when the problem will come. And this God provides solution before the problem comes. He provides solution before the problem comes. And people don't know it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you have not lived a life. There is a problem coming that you will need money at a certain time. And you don't know who God will use when the time comes. It may be that your neighbor in your house there that you live with. It may be that your classmate. It may be that person. Now, when they come in contact with you, how do you relate? Do you relate with people that 20 years after you just say, oh, now you? Or when they hear your name, ha, this one don't come here again, no. This one don't come here again, no. When you want to know, especially women, when we used to go to camp, In those days, we go to Assemblies of God camp along Ibadan Expressway. Come and hear the kind of problems sisters have in their hostel. I put my slippers here. Who carry it? What happened? Somebody saw slippers and is going to the toilet. Decided to wear her sister's slippers to go to the toilet and then come back and drop it. I don't like that. I don't share my things with anybody. I don't share my. You don't share, Abby? Iron sharpened iron. You don't share. One day you will soon know that it is good to share. You are not using the slippers. Somebody else took it. Why not look for another person's slippers who is not using it and use it and go and come back and drop it? And you too, if you are the type that after using it, you will carry it and go away, and you will not bring it back, you are a thief. When they see you coming, they say, behold a thief coming. Everybody, hold your thing. So you have no friend. Because nobody wants to befriend a thief. Nobody wants to befriend a fighter. Nobody wants to befriend people that when you come near them, all your spirit will die. And then you are wondering, you say, I don't know why people, but pastor, pray for me. There's cobweb that cover me. No cobweb can cover you unless you live a life that can bring that cobweb to cover you. If that cobweb cover you, your friend will come and remove it. Iron sharpeneth iron. So a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. How many friends do you have? And you don't know that today it is good for you and it is not good for him. It's your neighbor. It's better for you now. Do you know tomorrow? That's the meaning of that statement. Do you know tomorrow? When it is your, when opportunity comes before you, when opportunity comes before you to help, that is why, can we read in Galatians chapter, I think it's chapter 5, chapter 6, I think verse 10. Thank you, that is the verse I'm looking for. What does it say? It says, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto your relation. Eh? Only your children, your brother, your sister, your mother, your father, your pastor. What does it say? Do good unto all men. All men. Then he added, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. That is Christians, brethren. And many more examples that we can give. So that somebody here can just take this home. That God will always use man to answer the prayers of man. So that the man or the woman that God has ordained to help you out of a problem now or in future will not come your way and you will destroy the relationship. You will cry and God will look at you. I have nothing to do with it. What you need, I have given you. And you suffer for nothing. So many of us concentrate on God. God, 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 God. You pay your tithe. You pay your tithe faithfully. You give offering. You sponsor ministries very well. But when it comes to relationship with fellow human beings, you are lacking in it. You still suffer. I pay my tithe regularly. I give offering. I have done this. Then why is my condition not changing? God has decided to come and bless you, and he sent the answer to you, and you destroy that answer. What do you want him to do again? By the way you relate with people. There are people that enjoy making people cry. There are people that are happy when people around them are sad. There are people that when you are around them, they ensure that you don't progress. There are some people that you must not rise above them. And they think they are doing you evil or not to them. According to the Bible, they are dealing with themselves. They are destroying themselves and they don't know it. I am saying something. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I am saying something that will help someone. So you look inward. Could this be the reason why all my prayer have been delayed? Hallelujah. Iron sharpened iron. Hallelujah.